This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Now. Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
It's time for grab bag. It's time for grab bag.
Oh, certainly it's time for grab bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including Jones, the Celtics put their 6-game winning streak on the line tonight as their road trip continues in Phoenix, taking on one of the most disappointing teams in recent memory. They got to be on the short list of teams that people thought were going to be good, the Phoenix Suns, and are just not at all.
And not only that, they're a bit of a cautionary tale for new owner coming in, said they were going to spend a lot of money, and now they're kind of peeling pieces off. Like, I would say they're a bit of a cautionary tale, but in fairness, they've also, as you pointed out, wildly underachieved. And so it's easier to tear down that level of team than, you know, a team contending for championships. But right, when they had Booker, Durant, Beal,
right,
I'm like, that's the contender out west.
That's
there. Are
pretty
they
good.
Are they even a playoff team right now?
They're 2 games under 500, and they are currently the 10 seed. So but they're only a half game up on Dallas. So
they may
and we
not
know
even,
Dallas got their reinforcements back.
Yeah, that's true. They may not even be a play-in team.
They may not be a play-in team. So they remind me of Rutgers. Not to go too college basketball heavy here, but
like
Rutgers
this.
Has two of the best NBA prospects
like
in
this.
Harper and Bailey. They might go 2-3, and they miss the tournament, which needs to be a red flag, because you know who also missed the tournament? Markelle Fultz and Ben Simmons.
Yeah, and I...
And probably others, but those are the ones that come to mind.
I don't remember how much of a factor that was with me not loving Simmons in that draft, but I definitely remember not caring about it with Markelle Fultz, and I was incorrect on
it. Because if you're like Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, are they both top 15 players? Maybe top 10? I don't know if they're top 10 anymore. Top 15?
Yeah, top 15, sure.
Yeah, and they're below 500. It is really, really...
Well, and Beal stinks. Like, Beal...
Oh, Beal's a mess.
I've said this before. Yeah. For all the people I would have traded Jalen for, and I would have been wrong about all of them, that's a guy I actually never would have dealt him for.
Yeah, right. Okay, good for you.
Yep. Just call my
name, and I'll... Grab bag.
So the Celtics aren't the only team playing at 10 o'clock tonight. The Boston Bruins... Losers of 6 in a row. So they're going in a different direction than the Celtics are.
But we like this direction now.
Yeah, this is the direction they need to go in. They need to try to get the top pick in the draft.
Tank.
So they are taking on the Mighty Ducks, who just, well, I guess just the Ducks now. They dropped the Mighty, they're not so Mighty Ducks, who also just lost in the uniform bracket of ours to the Hartford Whalers. But Bruins and Ducks tonight as the season continues to fall down the toilet. They have 10 games remaining. But one of the stories we have talked about with the Bruins the last couple of days is Swayman trying to get into a goalie fight. The refs wouldn't allow him to get into a goalie fight, which was a real shame. And then Zadorov was asked after the game, like, what was it like to have him sticking up for you? He's like, is that what that was?
No comment.
Then he like rolls his eyes. So I saw the video after I heard the clip.
It's so incriminating.
He like rolls his eyes and he's like, no comment. To which has sparked a lot of, wow, the whole team hates Swayman. Conversation.
Yeah, I'd say that's
which
probably
may or may
accurate.
Not be true, but that's at least been the conversation. So anyway, was it last night? When was this from?
This was Zadorov yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not sure the timing on it, but so, yeah.
Maybe an opportunity to clarify, I guess, his statements. And the Athletic's Fluto Shinzawa was talking to Zadorov.
When you ask the question like this after 7-2 loss, the players are frustrated. So obviously, the time I was frustrated, and wherever I said it wasn't towards this way, it was just like I didn't expect that question from you. And sometimes, like, you gotta understand the situation we are at and everything. You pissed after the game, so I was just basically saying, try to stay away from. Find positives. There was a lot of negatives in our game, and I want to keep that way. You know, obviously. We appreciate in this room guys stepping in for each other, and that's a culture that was here before I came here, and I'm trying to follow it as the guy who steps in for teammates. We got Lux, we got Paf, we got everybody. You know, Sway, we need to do anybody in this room. Until I'm here, it's going to step up for each other, and that's the main part for us.
Yeah, I don't buy it, but
a little salty with Fluto.
He was.
He kind of started with like a back and forth, too. He's like, you going to ask me about that comment? Because you blew it up.
Wow.
When you ask a question like this after a 7-2 loss, players are frustrated. Like,
did he call for his job?
I don't know. Bruins players, former Bruins players, not afraid That's to true. Go there. But like,
you're gonna ask me about Swayze's comment? Yeah. You blew it up?
Who was that laughing?
I don't know. Like, probably an uncomfortable media member. They're like,
yeah, like,
I mean, he is a giant man.
Yeah.
So
there was a radio report this morning. I know you're aware of. Costa doesn't want to play in a line with you. I'm just trying to react.
Well, yeah, I've heard, you know, what was said in...
I can't listen to that again. But, but yeah, so I don't believe him. I think both the verbal response and actually watching how he responded, I think he's annoyed. But it's also comical to me because Swayman's had a terrible season.
Mm-hmm.
So has Zadorov. So it's not like you can... You're not the right guy to be, like, pointing fingers.
No.
Be like, oh, this guy stinks. Like, so do you. This is a horrible signing.
The whole team. I mean, really, the whole team, but it makes sense. They just pile on the goalie and be like, well, you know, anytime we make a mistake, it's in the back of the net. That's on him.
Yeah, that's not good. It's not good.
Grab bag.
All right, what else we got in here? Let's take a look. Oh, speaking of, Brad Marchand could make his Florida Panthers debut on Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about that? Look, to keep an eye on.
I'll acknowledge I was off on this. When he was out skating at the Garden.
Right. Thought he might be back sooner
than
this.
Oh, my God, he might be back. Way ahead of schedule, and he was even, you know, kind of playing games with the timeline to, you know, tank the return at the deadline.
Yeah.
I was barking up the wrong tree there, but okay, good. Yeah. Marsh should be out there Friday. Good.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag.
Good news for Will Campbell. Fans. Many think he is the best Haas available in the upcoming draft. One of the concerns, they talked about this in the afternoon show quite a bit, short arms.
Yes.
Short arms at the NFL Combine. Guess what? Pro day was today. He grew.
Nice.
Longer arms.
Wow.
Yeah, longer arms.
How much longer?
Enough.
Like an eighth of an inch?
Yeah, what was it?
Something like that, right?
It was 32.
32 and 7/8, and now he's 33, I think.
Yeah,
I
33
saw.
Even.
Eighth of an inch?
Nice.
Nice.
It all depends on where you measure it from.
Well, this is the importance of measuring at the combine, because I imagine even if the guy's a little off, he's measuring from the same place every time on every person.
Yeah, what place is that?
I would imagine. At LSU's Pro Day.
Be specific.
I would think maybe.
I know how to do it, but how do they do it?
You need the angle from beneath is what you need to do. You start down there. Okay, good for him.
Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag. Grab bag.
Richard Pitino, the son of Rick Pitino, St. Sebastian's product, he is leaving New Mexico after a few years with the Lobos, and he's going to be the next head coach of Xavier.
So is that
Xavier?
Is that an upgrade?
New Mexico to Xavier? Yeah.
WAC to
Big East? They're Big East now, right?
Yeah, I guess that's
not the whack. It's going to be Mountain West, maybe? Or did the Mountain West implode?
I don't know.
It's hard to keep track now.
I've honestly, I used to be on top of this. I've honestly lost track. I feel like he had a good thing going in New Mexico. But yeah, Xavier is probably the better
job. He kind of did have a good thing going there, I thought. But yeah, what are you going to do?
So he'll be coaching against his dad in the Big East. I didn't even think about that until right this second. That is fun.
You do have a little bit of that.
There you go.
I'll take that, yeah. Don't you worry, pretty
striped head. We're gonna get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're gonna find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And we're gonna give him a best friend.
Also grab bag.
Nice.
Damian Lillard out indefinitely. Blood clots in his leg.
Yeah, scary.
I don't like that.
Vein thrombosis. That's not good. So, it's a scary situation.
Mm-hmm. My name is Grab.
Is Aaron Rodgers still a free agent?
Ooh, I haven't checked.
Yes.
Oh.
Grab bag.
All right, let's take a look at the top NBA performers from last night. We have Najee Marshall for a rejuvenated Mavs team, which lost 38.7 rebounds.
That's a good line, though.
They lost to the Knicks. An OG Anunoby, 35 points, 5 boards. Keegan Murray of the Kings at 28 points, 6 boards. Karl-Anthony Towns, also of the aforementioned Knicks, 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 dimes.
Wow.
So triple-double for Big Cat.
Nice.
And Dyson Daniels, 19 points, 8 boards, 10 assists for Atlanta.
The Great Barrier Thief.
The Great Barrier Thief.
Yeah.
Dyson Daniels.
I'll go with OG Anunoby.
Okay, 35-5.
Yeah, I mean,
and a 15-point win for the Knicks over the Mavs.
Should I go with Cat instead?
I mean, you could do whatever you want.
That's somebody on the Knicks. I'll go OG.
All right.
Real men of grab bag.
Real men of grab bag.
Also, last night you had the return of Jimmy Butler and the Golden State Warriors to Miami to take on a Heat team, thinking you're gonna have yourself a nice little night. Did not. It was a blowout. Heat dominated. Butler didn't play well. There was like nobody in the stands.
So
the whole thing.
I do like Jimmy Butler. I do.
Yeah, you do.
And he plays with an edge and an attitude and all these things, but he has way too many of these games where he just coasts and he looks disinterested, almost like he's trying to prove a point. Like, you know, he's the 83 Celtics out there quitting on Bill Fitch. Like, he goes and coasts through a game just to make a point. So those things with Butler do bother me.
Yeah. I hear you. All right, let's get to this.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, random baseball player will return tomorrow for Red Sox opening day. Yeah, it's back tomorrow for opening day.
We cannot hold off the pitchforks. And
we've
the torches anymore. We can't do it.
In the spirit of things, we thought we would do some college basketball.
Sure.
And then instead of just picking one random player, we have now morphed it into Nick picks a school, and then you and I name as many players from that school that played at least one game in the NBA.
Yeah, I
haven't. It's a fun stump the Schwab situation.
I haven't been strong in any of these, by the way. Either
you
format.
Lost the first two.
Keith is much better in both formats of random college basketball player. Yeah.
We had Gonzaga yesterday.
College baseball.
Yeah, sorry.
Baseball.
I couldn't do that.
Is that
what we're playing?
College baseball. Sam Fold.
LSU, Alex Bregman.
Line, Mark Pryor. He was nasty.
LSU?
Southern Cal, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
His name, I was naming
LSU? David Price at Vandy?
Oh, yeah.
Well, now Sonny Gray?
We're just naming college baseball players. I thought we were naming LSU college baseball players.
Steven Strasburg. All right, so no, we're doing
San Diego State.
So we did Gonzaga yesterday. We did Auburn yesterday, which was kind of a tough one, but we definitely ended up still getting a few. What is the school we're going with today, Nick?
All right, this school is known for being fun in the tournament, but not producing a ton of professional players. Wichita State.
Oh, am I up first?
Yes, you're up first today.
Crap. I don't know that this guy played in the NBA. Ron Baker?
Fred Van Fleet.
Oh, good one. Oh, good. Landry Shamet.
Xavier McDaniel.
Oh, great one. Great one. The X-Man. I'm pretty positive. I'm pretty positive about line.
What did you say? Line, like from a play? Wichita State. That is a tough one. So we got four total?
Nick, just tell us. No hints or anything, but just are there obvious ones?
Yeah, you're missing a couple obvious ones.
Obvious ones.
Ugh. Son of a biscuit.
You're missing some first rounders in there.
Well, that doesn't always mean it's obvious.
Yeah, but I mean,
there are.
When I
He's
say
saying there are.
Yeah, no, I'm sure we'll get it as soon as you say it.
I'm out. You got? Can you get one for the win here?
I need one for the win. What do we got? Wichita State basketball?
No, baseball.
Actually, they're loaded at baseball. They're a lot of good baseball players.
They had a. He's going to say one of these names.
Yeah, it's going to be obvious.
They had a big Wichita State that I feel like was a pretty high pick that I can at least remember him. I can't think of the name. But a recent vintage.
I'm blanking.
Like last 10 years.
I got the X-Man.
X-Man was a good pull.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we might not have a definitive winner today.
We got a tie in the last one.
Yeah, I'd give Rich the edge just because I went first and third. He went second and fourth.
What do you got, Nick?
Austin Reeves, Landry Shamet.
No, Austin Reeves?
Jones said Landry Shamet.
I did say Landry Shamet.
Oh, well, then Fred Van Vliet was the other one.
He said Fred Van Vliet.
Oh, well, then we got all of them. I was just making sure I was following along.
Thank God baseball's back tomorrow.
God.
Okay, so there were
you
no
said
more.
Shamet. You said Shamet?
I said Shamet.
It literally went Baker, Van Fleet, Shamet, McDaniel.
That's all we got.
Oh, then Anthony Early was in there.
Wait, Anthony Early.
That might have been the guy I was thinking of. I was never going to get that, but that might have been the guy I was thinking of. You said Austin Reeves was at Wichita?
Yep.
So he went to Oklahoma?
So he did go to Oklahoma, though.
So I'm
after.
Saying. So I didn't
so maybe he played there and
I didn't realize
just
he ever
just have if you played a game.
Yeah. No. That counts.
I'm not questioning you. I just didn't realize.
He had a guy named Cheese Johnson in the 70s. That's pretty cool.
Damn,
Cheese. I didn't get Cheese Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Cheese.
Didn't we lock you in a dumpster once?
Okay.
I got out.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give Keith the win on that. So I'm 0-3 in that format.
Anymore. I think the listener won.
Look, here's what we learned with random college basketball players. They can't all be winners, Keith.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're all just losers when it comes to that. The return of the random baseball player of the day is tomorrow, opening day. I was about to say throughout Major League Baseball, but not for the Dodgers and Cubs. Opening day for the Red Sox tomorrow. Random baseball player will return in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. You can dial up WEEI Afternoon 617-779-7937, and we'll get you our clip du jour next.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Sounds wonderful. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And once again, it is the call du jour. Let's go to the phones.
So there's no way they're taking out Duke Carter because it would be malpractice on roster building. You can't sink that much money into a defensive line after you're paying Barmore and Milton. So it is kind of like you're not drafting for need, but you need offense. And Abdul Carter can help you,
Hang on. Barmore and Milt the Stilt don't play the same position as Abdul Carter.
Yeah, Carter's going to sack the quarterback.
It's D-line, and they've already invested how much money in the defense this year. The Stephon Diggs thing is great, but they need to invest in – well, this is what I'm going to ask you. Steph Diggs is top two in contested catch rate the last 3 years. I have another point after this. You want to guess who number one was?
Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Wow, great guess.
Ho!
So those AJ Brown.
Oh. Oh, I was like, so, nailed it.
My point is, Vrabel is building what he built in Tennessee is why they're taking Aston Genty. They're not taking Abdul Carter. It's either going to be Hunter as a wide receiver. It's Aston Genty as a running back. Now, think about that lineup, boys. I'm kind of excited about it. You line up Steph Diggs on the outside. You got Aston Genty in the backfield. Maybe we're cooking a little bit here.
Ryan,
excited for the year.
Ryan, can I ask you, are you the guy who's tweeting at me a bunch about this is how Vrabel built it in Tennessee? Is that you on Twitter?
I don't do Twitter. I'm the guy that compared Wick Grossbeck to Billy Madison.
Beautiful. Well, that's good. So, what a ride that was.
The take you might know me from is the Billy Madison.
I'm most identifiable from Wicked Billy Madison. Got it.
What a absolute journey that was. I was waiting for him just to be like, they have to take O-line. And it was also funny because he was like, you don't want to draft for need, but you need offense. So, I was like, well, what the hell are you saying? Like, you are drafting for need then at that point. And then he's like, and that's why. And then he has the trivia question where he gives me the false correct. And then he's like, Ashton Genty.
Keenan Allen, yep.
Nope,
he's not.
Steph Diggs, second most contested catches, and that's why they're taking Ashton Genty. I was like, what?
It was quite a ride.
But I'd take Ashton Genty, I guess. But
well, you never know what happens when the people call in. 617.
Wild ride.
779-7937. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons.
And then you're
there.
Like, are you the guy on Twitter? He's like, no.
Yeah, it was a stab in the dark. I don't know why I asked that.
I wanted to put a voice to the Twitter handle, sir.
I wanted to give him credit for tweeting that like every day. Apparently, there's dozens of them out there
are.
Who have the same take. WEEI Afternoons. What's up, Andy Hart?
Hey, fellas.
Big day today?
Huge day. First of our weekly Wednesday afternoon interviews with Alex Cora.
Great.
Talking baseball, baby.
Love it.
Fresh off some Mexhibition action, as Fitzy called it. That's Fitzy.
I could have told you.
That's
it was
a Fitzy original,
yeah,
for better or worse. But part of a loaded day. We'll have Scal at 4. I know he was fired up about the Tatum ankle injury. We have Tom Curran actually bumped up to today because tomorrow's opening day. So we'll have him at 3:30.
Oh, that's right.
Talking digs and talking the growing arms of Will Campbell. And the growing
bigger.
Yeah, they did. They're over 33 inches now, so now he's draftable. So he's your number 4 pick in the draft right there, baby. We're rolling.
Ask Curran if he's still steaming at us a little bit.
Should I drive by when I do that?
Yeah.
Don't do any drive by.
Yeah, hit him with a drive by.
I didn't even know that term really for the radio world.
Let me tell you. Ken's gonna get down here and update the big board there for the Cora interview.
Yeah, get Alex Cora on there. Yeah, I don't know who's on today.
Yeah, pencil that in.
That's good news.
So 2:30. Make sure you tune in.
Perfect.
We'll get all the insight. Give me one question. You guys want a question? Throw a question out there.
For Cora?
If I give you only one question to ask Alex Cora today, it is...
When is Marcelo Meyer only going to be called up due to an injury?
Yeah.
Like, can he be called up even if everybody's healthy?
No.
Do you fold it or bunch it up?
That's a good Christian.
I wasn't really thinking Christian Gonzalez.
Would he rather questioning gummy bears or bear meat?
Okay, we took this in a different direction.
Never mind. What about
if you were on an island?
What cheating strategy have you and Bregman figured out?
We are no longer crowdsourcing questions with this program.
Why was Bregman so good in 2018 and 19? And just kind of good.
He's a saint.
I know.
How did he have his own barbecue sauce?
But he had 41 bombs when he knew what pitch was coming.
How did you guys sneak in the little buzzer on Altuve?
All right.
How did you guys do
let's,
that?
Let's go. Do you read 99? Okay. The crossover was brought to you by.
All right, stay tuned.
I regret it all. Walking
You're already a little guy. You need even a littler buzzer to get in there for him.
All right. That's Alex Cora today.
So I guess don't want to appear on your show.
They're dropping like flies, by the way.
It's going to be the two of you losers talking to each other.
Ooh, and a related story.
What do we got tomorrow?
We were going to be talking to a couple of WooSox on Friday when we're live at
Polar
Park.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. That still happens.
Bradfoe still joins us. Bradfoe tomorrow.
Bradfoe tomorrow. Yeah. We're going to preview the Red Sox season in 60 seconds. We'll put that on the clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I've buried the lead, Keith. The Dong Pool draft.
Yes.
5 men.
Yep.
4 picks.
Most dongs.
I was about to say 20 dongs, but hopefully it's more than that.
No, more.
Okay. Dong Pool draft, that's tomorrow.
Devin.
On Jones and Keith.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.